Man, I don't know what's going on with me today. I know part of it has got to be that I really didn't get very much sleep today. Woke up just feeling like a fucking train ran over me. But I had stuff to do, people to see, so I pulled myself out of bed, drank a bunch of coffee, went through the day. But when I haven't slept enough, that definitely helps with, I don't know, mood swings. And I've been getting just like smashed by the fucking nostalgia hammer today. Just all kinds of memories, especially of Vancouver, have just been coming back to me all day long. And I don't know what to do about it, except go to bed, I guess. But just, I don't know. Anyway, I don't even particularly feel like recounting them or discussing this in particular. I was just thinking, since I'm feeling all nostalgic, I was also just this bedroom that I'm in right now, my parents' house, all kinds of my old stuff in here. And I found, this is kind of a weird thing, but I found an old CD that I made of wrestling theme songs from WWF. And I managed to fit 42 songs onto one 74-minute CD. I don't know, I figured this kind of walk down memory lane, this will probably make me feel better. I'm just gonna go through and listen to fucking wrestling music. Maybe if you're a wrestling nerd, this will give you fond memories. So this is gonna be kind of a weird show, and probably a pretty short one, but maybe it'll push somebody's nostalgia buttons. Let's see what we got. There, we got the old SmackDown theme. Back when they used in-house music before they started getting, real band music. That's a nice memory, right? That one not altogether different. That's the Test's old theme. I never liked Test, but that's kind of a cool song. See, this is so dumb. I'm just going to play little clips, move through them. Biggity bam, 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 super fast. Fucking Dudley Boys, man, fucking, that's when wrestling needs to be funny. That's the whole trick. Back in like 2000, when I was really into it, yeah, the Dudleys were fucking hilarious. Edge and Christian were hilarious. The Conquistadors came in. Fucking Foley was commissioner. The Rock was still there. It was fucking awesome. That was the best time, and it was largely, I think, because it was funny. The hardcore belt, all that shit, fucking awesome.
Freaks, let me know, and I'ma Everybody come see the greatest show.
See, I don't care what anybody says. I always like the Insane Clown Posse. I don't know how they get so much disrespect. They're fucking catchy. They're funny. What the fuck else do you want? And for wrestling, they were fucking awesome, too. I remember they did this one thing in WCW where they were commentating on a match. And I don't even know. It was fucking funny. Just take my word for it.
Hey, listen to this. I'm going to play our music.
You think you know me. You think you know me.
Pat,
you think
you know me. All right. Get out. Get out.
Oh, come on. Relax, man. I can play your music, too.
It's my time. It's my
get
time.
Out.
It's
just
my
get
time.
Out.
Come on.
Get
hurt.
Out.
It
hurt.
Hurt. Two, three, four. Chris Benoit is here, and he's really mad. Chris Benoit is here, and he's really angry. Here it is in full, but Chris Benoit song.
Is there any wrestler who can prove him wrong?
Come on. Come on, Kurt, man, cheer up. Listen, I'll play your music for you. Two, three, four.
Angle.
Guys.
See, to me, that's hilarious. That's Edge and Christian playing everybody's theme songs on Kazoo. I don't know. You had to be there, man. You got to know the theme songs. You got to know Edge and Christian. You got to... Dude, I don't know what to tell you. That's fucking funny. You just got to take my word for it if you didn't listen to wrestling. If you never watched wrestling and you're listening to this anyway, I don't know what to tell you. That's fucking gold. Of course, that's the Hardy Boys music. Totally fucking wicked song. But I heard that music in a fucking porn movie one time. If I remember right, it was called Speed. And I got it because there was a girl named Devin in it. And I was so obsessed with this chick, Devin, that she was my fucking favorite porn chick back in the day. To the point where I actually got a membership at the one porn rental place in my hometown. I guess there was two at the time. But one of them was like just a dedicated porn store. And it was weird because when I got the thing, you have to give your phone number. And my phone number was already in the system because my dad already had an account. So it was like a weird bonding moment that he was unaware of. But I was just like, oh, of course, that's my dad. Old man McNally. So I was the phone number with an X after it for account number two. Anyway, I don't know why the fucking Hardy Boys music was in that fucking movie. Like, is because I know that's an in-house song that the fucking whoever the... There's like this one dude who composes pretty much all the music for wrestling when they don't have a band do it. I don't know, I guess maybe WWF is trying to make some money on the side, some cross-promotion, licensing out their tunes, I don't know. Anyway, it's a fucking cool song.
I'm a bad man. I'm a bad man, giving bad men bad looks. Prince amongst thieves and crooks. Want bad women, bad cars, bad hoods, bad dudes. I'm making my own rules. I'm a bad man, giving bad men bad looks. Prince amongst thieves and crooks. Want bad women, bad cars, bad hoods, bad dudes. Making my own rules. I'm a bad man. I'm a bad man, bad man, bad looks. A prince amongst these murders and crooks. Juvenile from a good kid. What I'm a perfect felony away from a life bid. If I was born blind, being daddy's just a child. Damn, I was born to be wild. Ain't nobody gonna stop me. I want it all till God shut my eyes and you bury my body. It's almost over.
that's kind of an obscure one. That was Rikishi's theme music when he was when he took a heel turn. See, good guys are called faces, and bad guys are called heels. So he was a face, he became a heel, because he supposedly ran over Steve Austin in this poorly constructed storyline that they clearly just kind of fucking picked someone at the end, randomly. And I don't know, I just kind of like that song. It sounds kind of cool. Reminds me of right now there's a guy, MVP, who, I don't know, he's just some fucking wrestler, but he's got this cool fucking rap song for his entrance that there's this line in it that's totally badass of, I hope that you remember me, but the dead don't got no memory. It's like, whoa, that's badass, man. Shouldn't fight that guy. Except he's a big fucking pussy.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking. The Rock says, the Rock, the Rock, the Rock says.
Oh man, the fucking Rock. I think that was version 2 of his theme music. He's gone through a few. But man, the Rock was the fucking total package, man. The guy was a fucking really energetic, exciting to watch wrestler. Hilarious on the microphone, but still had that like fucking intensity. Had excellent theme music. Everything. Everything. Fuck Hulk Hogan. That guy, I think the Rock was the best wrestler of all time. I don't care if wrestling nerds think I'm wrong. You fuckers thought fucking Chris Benoit was the best wrestler of all time, and he strangled his whole family, so fuck you. Your work rates and shit. Entertainment is what it's all about. The Rock was the best. That's it. That's all there is to it.
Yo, we're dealing with the X Factor. I got everything I ever wanted, and I'll never get that back.
Yo.
Oh, I know you hate
the X Factor.
But you ain't gotta look at me like that. I said you ain't gotta look at me like that.
What you looking at? What you looking at? What you looking at? What you looking at?
You'll hear me coming on the songs of redemption. I've been a blast for lasting attention. I got your extension, but I'll probably never call.
Cause this time last year, you ain't seen me in your festival.
And I'm appalled by the things you've done. Left a trail of wrongs and can't account for one. Now you're gone and I'm glad, but it's a shame you wasted.
You want this so bad, you can taste it.
Detroit love, can you feel that? I stick and move, can you feel that?
Feel that.
I'm on a ride for the 2000.
Full fail, you're all American hero.
I gotta tell you, baby, life's been good to me. And I know that makes you mad, cause that's something you can't see. I got everything I ever wanted, and I'll never give that back.
Yo.
Oh, I know you hate
the
that
X-Factor,
but you ain't gotta look at me like that. I say,
now that's a weird one. This fucking X Factor. This was goddamn everybody that I hated was in this group. It was X-Pac, who sucked dick. Justin Credible, who fucking sucked. Who the fuck else was in that horse shit? Albert, maybe? It sucked balls. It was like the worst fucking tag team group ever. And I hated that song when I first heard it. I hated their theme music so bad. It's fucking Uncle Cracker doing this song. And I don't know, just slowly over the fucking course of weeks and a couple months, it turned around on me. I fucking dig the shit out of that song now. I don't know how to explain it. I can't defend it. Fucking X Factor, man. That's a cool-ass fucking tune. I like that shit.
We'll be right back.
As was Lita's theme music for a while, and then they got some fucking shitballs band with some gay emo singer to redo it, you know, kind of like the same music, but with a song made out of it. And that version sucked dick, but I liked this one, just this instrumental. I just know it's just cool, man. That's all I gotta say about it. Just cool. That's a fucking cool one. Like, the in-house music for wrestling, it's got a certain genericness to it, you know? There's certain... Usually the guy doesn't stray too far from the fucking formula, but sometimes those songs are just really cool. Like, that's the Acolytes, the Acolyte Protection Agency. And doesn't that song just sounds like they're gonna fucking tear your fucking arms off or something, you know? You're gonna have ligament damage or something. Yeah, no, it's like you're a fucking can and they're just fucking popping the lid off. I don't know how to explain it. It's just fucking cool. I'm not going to play too much of that one. That's Jericho's song, just because that's played into the fucking ground. It still is theme music, but that is, it's just a good song, man. No chance, that's what you got. Up against a machine too strong. Pretty politicians buying souls for run song puppets. Wolf. That's another one, kind of overplayed, Vince's music, No Chance in Hell, ah. But that's just a cool song, I like that too. There's another, like, corporate ministry thing where they take one of the Undertaker's old songs and they combine it with No Chance. And I was thinking maybe I'll play that one, but nah, I'll just play the straight up one. The classic version of No Chance in Hell. So, this guy Mick Foley, as much as I said The Rock is the best wrestler ever, Mick Foley's like my favorite. The dude wrote these fucking incredibly entertaining books about wrestling. Shit, that reminds me, he wrote like a third one that must be out in softcover by now. I gotta look that shit up. He even wrote a novel, at least one novel, Tietam Brown. Fucking weird. I won't lie to you, I wasn't into it, as much as I love Mick Foley. Anyway, he had three characters. He would play, four kind of. Anyway, Mankind was one of them, Cactus Jack was his original character, and Dude Love, and then sometimes just as Mick Foley, he would come back in. Anyway, Dude Love was a fucking peace and love hippie dude, so that was his Bee Gees sound-alike, and that's a fucking catchy-ass tune. Here's a totally sweet one. This is Chuck Palumbo and Sean O'Hare when they were a team. Didn't last for very long, but this is like fucking sweet, like just thrash metal. I don't know. If I had a thrash metal band, this would be fucking cool instrumental. Throw some fucking words over this and rock the fuck out. Here's one that's cool. This is Takamichinoku of Kayantai. It's like, it's kind of stereotypically Asian because he's a Japanese dude, but it kind of gets roving too. It's not like, I don't know. Who needs words? When do we need words? This is punching in the face is what this is all about. Japanese style. Whoa! If I can find it for the modern era, I remember one song, I don't know, this is all old shit, you know, this is all really old, fucking 8 or 9 years old, but for new songs, if I can find it, I did always like Randy Orton's music. See, Triple H, he has a song that Motorhead does, so Randy Orton was part of Triple H's little group and split off, so he got his own Motorhead song for a while. He was in a group called Evolution. That's what their group was called. So it's all, I see a line in the sand, Evolution. And that's a cool song. So if I can find that, let's play that right here. Yesterday's too long ago. Finish things off. I'm gonna play Triple H's old theme song. That his new one is Motorhead, and you know it's kind of cool. But this one was a fucking awesome, awesome song. They had these dudes that were kind of like Rage Against the Machine soundalikes that did D-Generation X's music, and they do this song too. And it's just a really fucking cool song. I miss when he had this song as his theme music. And he's just a cool example of how wrestling weirdly evolves. Where the reason he's named Triple H, HHH, is because he started as the Blue Blood Hunter Hearst Helmsley, and he'd come out dressed all fancy to nice music, and to the so he kind of, now he's like a barbarian biker or something, but he still has like retained his past by calling himself Triple H, and his finishing move is still called the Pedigree. I don't know, I like that kind of shit. And it's in a lot of ways it's like superhero comics, just the weird histories you can follow of this stuff that was still obviously just a collection of fucking assholes making up shit, but sometimes it just comes together and it's just neat. So, Triple H's old music. It's my time! My time! Blah! Mission accomplished, by the way. I feel a lot better. Good old positive nostalgia to fight. To fight the fucking evil nostalgia of sadness. Instead, we have the happy nostalgia of wrestling.
Is this on? Yo, yo, Jimmy, hit me with that Triple H. Yeah, you let the music keep playing.